teammates to catch up a little bit. You had to keep them in it in the first period, and they finally woke up when it got to the third.
Yeah, you know, obviously that's a good hockey team over there. We expected them to tilt the ice a little bit, especially at home. You know, I've played against them enough in my career to know that they're going to come. And fortunately for enough, we kept them at one there. They had some chances, and, you know, our power play came through. And then from there, I thought we did a good job in the third battling. And when you get to the skills competition, we're able to, you know, hang on and get the extra point.
You know, when you come in here after that first period, you say, look, we've weathered the storm. I mean, you know what they're going to do out there. As you said, they're a good team. Did you feel like, hey, we've weathered the storm at 0-0?
Yeah, I think so. You know, it's one of those things. You don't really want to have that. You know, it's something we don't want to become a habit of. You know, we want to be able to answer the bell early. And, you know, I thought the second we still gave up a lot of chances, but we started to get some offense, too. You know, started to get some pucks. And I thought we were letting them see the puck a little bit, and then we started getting the net a little more. And in the third, I thought we took the game over. You know, I thought we did a really good job. Like, I didn't have very many chances. I think the only real chance was Laine had one. You know, he's a threat from anywhere. That kid can shoot it. And, you know, and then overtime, it's just, you know, that's, you know, 3-on-3 is just 3-on-3, exactly what it is. And the shootout was obviously fun, so a fun way to get the extra point for sure.
You had a lot of big saves in this game, and that last one on Laine with 1 second left in the game had to be your biggest.
Yeah, one I didn't really expect. I was kind of on cruise control. I thought we were going to get it out, and, you know, it happens. And no damage, right? Didn't end up in the net, so, you know, obviously a fun one. And, you know, I think the guys are excited here. You know, this is a tough building to play, and then for a lot of these guys, it's their first time coming here, so it was fun to obviously come here and get a win.
What's a shootout like for Laine? Are you paying attention to the other side, or are you just kind of staying in the zone?
I kind of like staying in the zone. You know, obviously when Connor scores to, you know, potentially end it, you know, you're obviously a little more watching, and then Palmer goes down and gets a clutch goal. And then from there, you know, you feel like you catch a break. You know, it's like, you know, he gives me a chance to, you know, take over again, and then I just try to focus back in, and I'm able to make a few saves, and then, you know, Sheary goes down in patience and makes a great shot.
It just seems like now that I've seen you in a couple of them, you look very confident when it comes to a shootout.
Yeah, well, I don't know, at least I fool you a little bit there. You know, I try to be just, you know, patient. You know, these guys are so good. They have so many good moves, and, you know, I try to force them and make them do something special, right? Don't beat myself. And, you know, I trust my lateral speed and, you know, to make them make a move. And, you know, tonight it worked out well for me.
You haven't played your best game, but you've beaten Tampa Bay and you've beaten Winnipeg, two of the best teams in the National Hockey League, without your best game. That has to tell you guys something, doesn't it?
Yeah, I think so. You know, like, you know, throughout a season, there's going to be times where, you know, it can't be perfect and you got to find ways to get points. And I think right now we're doing that. And, you know, and I think sometimes we've had really good games and we never found a way to win. So it's one of those things that, you know, right now it doesn't matter how we're doing it. We're getting points, and, you know, it's not always going to be pretty, but we got to keep working and keep developing, and I think that's the goal here.